This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. People are recreating in Michigan's public wildlands in huge numbers. The pandemic brought a record number of crowds to the state parks last year. That brought an increase in search and rescue missions for folks in the purview of the Department of Natural Resources. Is it just the increase in visitors, or could we all use a refresher course in hiking, boating, and camping safely? Ron Olson joins us now, Chief of the Parks and Recreation Division of Michigan's Department of Natural Resources. Hey, Ron, welcome back to Stateside.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, let's just figure out where we are at the moment. Are there a lot of folks visiting the state parks this year?
Yes, we're up. Last year, decided increase. We went almost to 35 million visitors, up from about 28 million. So it was up near almost 30%. And this year so far, we have very strong visitation, particularly during the week, because for some reason people are more fluid. Maybe it's because of the teleworking and some other things. But so we've had a very robust season so far.
No question. Prior to the pandemic, search and rescue events weren't uncommon, certainly. But I read that at Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park, it was ranging about 12 to 18 missions in a given year, but that last year, rangers responded to calls from 52 people. What do you think is going on?
Well, we've talked to our staff up there, and yeah, it is more than coincidence. It's clearly that what they've reported was a lot of the folks that they assisted in that got lost, because they were not prepared to with navigation. Sometimes you depend on cell phones, and yet in the backcountry up there in the wilderness, and cell coverage is pretty sparse. And, people didn't have other devices like, some kind of a compass device or something like that they could utilize. Also, the people were, not prepared either with their clothing or their footwear and things like that, and kind of got out there and things became more difficult than they thought and got in harm's way. I think we had somebody that, hurt their ankle and things like that, and they had to be rescued. But most of the people lost their way, and we had to send out people to help guide them back and things like that. So we have had, sometimes medical emergencies, people that have had heart problems or other things like that from time to time. But and there has been people that have fallen or, tripped on a rock or something like that. But generally speaking, what our observation was is that some of the increase was because people weren't as prepared as some seasoned hikers and people like that might have been there. And people read about, the Porcupine Mountains is an example. It's a cool place to visit. And a lot of people we found, even in other parks, particularly up there, there was apparently, from observation from our staff, a lot of new visitors that had never been there before and were just checking it out. And yeah, so that's what we believe is just the fact that people weren't prepared and probably got overwhelmed and probably took off thinking they had the ability to deal with it and probably literally got over their head with their ability and the capacity to do things and got themselves in a jam. So now what we're doing is we're encouraging people to be prepared.
Ron, would you say that every search and rescue situation is necessarily a life-threatening one?
No, not really. We've, like I said, we've had accidents and things like that, but people get confused and, they get worried and or folks that they know they're out there and they haven't come back yet or something like that. But, particularly sometimes the weather can change a lot up in the UP and it can get, if you have to spend the night and you're not prepared, it can get cold or some other circumstances. And yeah, that can create some problems but most of it's just, like I said, are people that simply lost their way. And the good news is we were able to help them out before if things strung out, it might have gotten more more precarious with the, like I said, maybe having to spend the night out in the wilderness or something like that, which could make it difficult for somebody.
Ron, what kind of resources are needed in these situations? Does this put a serious burden on the budget for search and rescue?
Well, we have trained staff that are trained in this. We have equipment that's designed to go into the backcountry, like many of the parks like this around the country, where you have a, you know, if somebody can't walk, there's a gurney that has an all-terrain wheel on it and things like that. And so the staff are trained on how to go about these things. And because a lot of the backcountry areas, you can't get a ORV or a vehicle back into some of these areas. Some of it you can, but a lot of the areas have to be hiked in. So you have to have people that are skilled at being able to do that. And then they have to be prepared to render first aid and things like that. So they're, luckily, we have well-trained staff that are prepared for that.
Ron Olson is chief of the Parks and Recreations Division of Michigan's Department of Natural Resources. Ron, I imagine that there will continue to be substantial crowds visiting the parks, so we wish you and the staff a safe rest of the summer.
Yeah, we appreciate it, and we just ask people to go out and enjoy yourself and, you know, do a little research before you come, and that helps with making your experience a good one.